got fruit, because we are on helps and stuff. But we're going to have to save that one for a later date. Tonight, I really feel led to talk to us tonight about joy. Don't sound so excited. Maybe that's a good reason why we need to talk about joy here tonight, okay? Maybe we need a little bit of joy here, okay? So let's try this again. Tonight, we're going to talk about joy. Woo! There you go. Turn in your Bibles, and our text tonight is going to be Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Galatians chapter 5, did everybody love that little second bit of winter that we had there? Wasn't that interesting? Where did that come from? Galatians chapter 5, here we go. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, I'm reading from New Living Translation. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Well, that's wonderful that there's no law against these things, because guess what? You know, there's all types of good things in there, but it's important for us to have joy, and there's no law against us to have joy. Amen? You guys know that band that's been here a couple times, Tim and the Glory Boys? You know, really enjoy those guys and gotten to know them over the years and stuff. And one of their songs that they sing is, "Nothing's Gonna Take My Joy Away." Funny story is Abigail, when she was a little smaller, she loved that song, but they thought that they were singing, "Nothing's Gonna Take My Toys Away." And so she'd be singing to the top of her lungs, and "You can't take my toys, can't take my toys away." And she was loving that. And so when the guys came here the last time, I actually told them, and they all came in, and they all sang to Abby, and they, instead of the word joy, they put toys in for her, and it was the cutest thing ever. But it's exciting to have joy. The secret to a great life and a full life is to have joy. Joy that comes from the Lord. When you think you don't have something to be happy about, well, then that's when you got to start activating that joy on the inside. When you feel like the situation is bleak and what's going on around you is horrible, when you feel like you're stressed to the max, when you feel like the weight of the world is crushing on your shoulders, that's the time when you got to have joy. When there's nothing else left to do but laugh. Amen? And you see, a lot of times we find ourselves that we don't want to laugh. Well, if we don't feel like we're going to have that joy, well, we're just going to get crushed. There's been many opportunities that I've had, and all I can do is just laugh. Because there's no point in crying, you're only going to ruin some Kleenex. So you got to laugh at the situation. And you know what? You fake it till you make it sometimes. Because it's amazing what happens when you get over in that fruit of the Spirit, that fruit of joy. Because it's amazing what stirs up on the inside of you. You know, our society and our world around us today is always bombarding us with bad news. Every time you turn on the news, it's just horrible. Recently, Kendra and myself made the decision to cut cable in our house. Part of the reason was we only watch like 3 channels. And the other part was there's nothing good on. It's, you know, there's a lot of negative and garbage, and man, you just get depressed listening to the news and whatnot. And so we don't have, you know, that's something we kind of cut out. You know, we often hear negative stuff happening. Even this week, I've had conversations with people, and it's been negative conversations. People struggle. I struggle. We all struggle. Amen? We all have issues. We all have situations. We all have strife. And you know, and this is true. I was once in a bookstore, and I seen a book that was there. And you know what it was? Depression for Dummies. And so you think about that for a second. There's not a lot of good news, apparently. And then they're going to come out with a book. So first of all, if I'm suffering from depression, I don't want to go and get a book that's for dummies. Like, what else is that doing to my self-esteem? You know what I mean? So the news is giving me bad news. The bookstore is giving me bad news. What in the world? Well, I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have to be fretting and worrying and stressing out about things in life. Amen? Scripture tells us to cast all of our cares upon the Lord, for He cares for you. He cares for us. Are you hearing me this morning? Or this evening, whatever it is. I don't even know what it is anymore. The Lord loves us so much that He created a way, an opportunity for us not to be stressed out about stuff. And it's so easy to get stressed. It's so easy to worry. It's so easy to fret. Eh? So, you know that joy is a very important part of the Bible, believe it or not. It's a three-letter word that can completely change someone's life. It's used at least 88 times in the Old Testament and at least 57 times in the New Testament. That's kind of interesting when you think about it. A three-letter word has got such a big meaning and is used so many times. So what is the meaning of joy? Well, Webster, everyone loves Webster, says to experience great pleasure or delight. You rejoice. The emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by, the prospect of crossing what one desires, or delight. You know, there's lots of times in my life when I can think about when I experienced a great joy. When we got married, that was fun. When we had our children, you know, when they were born, that was exciting. You know, when I bought my first shotgun, that was amazing. You know, actually, I was excited. I just got two more shotguns delivered this week. Hallelujah. You know, that was exciting. And I got on the phone with my dad. I said, Dad, this is right up there with, like, when my children was being born and when I, you know, when I got married. This is so exciting right now. You know, I was giggling like a little girl, all that stuff. If you know me, I like hunting, I like fishing, I like my firearms and stuff like that. So, as Christians, we need to find a reason to be joyful. Well, did you wake up this morning? Are you sitting down in church this evening? You got something to be joyful about. Oh, Pastor Steve, boy, I don't know. I don't have much to be. Don't give me that foolishness. Because I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, we have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I Am, amen, on the inside of us. If we accepted Him to be our Lord and personal Savior, we have, man, we have the best of it. We have the best of it. The Lord is looking after us. He's providing for us. He's protecting us. He's taking care of us. And just like it says back there, you know, there's all those other fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, self-control, all of them, you know? They're all important. We need them all alive in our lives so we can be a productive person. Because who do you prefer to be around? Do you like being around people that are negative and down in the mouth all the time? Or do you like to be around people that are bubbly and that's contagious? Bubbly. You want to be around happy people. You know, if you want to be around, you know, depressed people all the time, well, that's not very good. That's a dangerous place to be. This morning, one of our dear brothers here in this church, I'm not sure exactly what happened to his Facebook account, but on his status was ha, 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 ha. And then you've seen other people, ha, 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 and ha, ha, ha. And one person said, what are we laughing about? And ha, 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 ha. You know? Sometimes we don't need a reason just to ha, 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 ha. Sometimes we just need to ha, 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 just because. Because a lot of times when the weight of the world is on our shoulder, we need to laugh at it. The devil hates that. When the going gets tough, the tough gets laughing. I'm serious. That's what we're going to have to do. You know? Proverbs 17:22. I like this scripture verse. Over in Proverbs 17:22, it says, a merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spout dries the bones. Interesting. A cheerful heart, what is this, New Living? A cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. When you're around somebody who's full of joy and you're able to laugh and joke, the day flies by, things seem to happen. You know, the atmosphere changes. But when you're around sad people, it just feels like, oh man, how am I going to get through this day? You see, God loves happy people. You know? God loves, well, he even talks about how he loves a cheerful giver. When we're given, we're supposed to be joyful. Yeah? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. That's another scripture verse that's in there. Make a joyful noise. Well, what's a joyful noise? Yay! No! Woo! You see, when we're praising God, we're supposed to be excited about that. Amen? We're supposed to have ourselves stirred up a little bit. You see, when things are getting tough, we got to stir ourselves up. We got to have that joy on the inside. The joy of the Lord is a very powerful thing. Well, what are you talking about? Turn to Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Let's see on the big screen here. Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Now, let's just look at this for a second. Let's just dissect the scripture verse for a second. Then he said unto them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those whom nothing is prepared." Well, nothing in there looks bad because, man, when you're eating fat and having good drink and eating sweets, man, it's a good day. I'm telling you right now. We can just go home right now. We're good. Go your way. Eat the fat. You're going to eat good, man. You're going to get... That's not meaning that you're just going to eat some small portion of, you know, a little bit of bread and water. No, man, we're having some sirloin steak, man. You know, we're going to have something, a great big 40-ounce steak right there. You know, something that could feed a family of seven. Come on now. And drink the sweet and send the portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. You see, the Lord wants us to be happy. In Newfoundland, we say, happy. Okay? You got to be happy. The Lord wants us to be happy. So that means that we are going to be provided for. And not in only some areas of our lives, not only in certain areas, but in all aspects of our lives, God is going to prepare for us, for those that are going after the things that He has. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you." So, you go after the things of God. Put that scripture verse back up there, Pastor Dave. Please. Keep that scripture verse up there. So, you go after the things of God in your life, and you make sure those things are alive in your life. Well, God's going to do His part and going to keep you blessed, taken care of. He's going to make sure that you have more than enough so that you can go your way, that you're going to have more than enough, and that you're going to be able to send stuff to those who have nothing. That you're going to be able to give out of your abundance. Come on now. There's nothing wrong with the believers to have more than enough. And you know what? When you got more than enough, that's pretty awesome. And that includes joy. We're just not going to have a little portion of joy and just going to hold on to it. No, you're going to have it so it's bubbling, so that it's overflowing. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Come on now. We're going to be so excited and so full of God's joy because we're going to stir it up on the inside of us. Come on. Because we know who the King of Kings and who the Lord of Lords is. He belongs inside of us. He belongs in our lives. He's the one. Come on now. He's the one. He's the one that changed our lives. He's the one that set us free. He's the one that healed us. Come on. He's the one that blesses us. Come on now. He's the one that supplies all of our needs. Come on. You're listening to me tonight. Now, "For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." When you can't do it on your own, when you feel so downtrodden, so depressed, so sad, so defeated, so gross, guess what? That's a good time to turn to the Lord, because you're not going to make it on your own. You're not going to do it. You think, "Oh man, I hit rock bottom." Someone's going to come along and throw you a shovel and tell you to keep digging. Unless you trust in the Lord. And then here you go. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And then when you take delight in the Lord, come on now. Now what does taking delight in the Lord sound like? Can anyone show me what delighting in the Lord sounds like? Can anybody know what that is, delighting in the Lord? Well, you're happy. You're praising Him. Come on now. You're thanking Him for the stuff that He's done in your life. Come on. Let's delight in the Lord for 30 seconds. We can do that. And this is a church. Come on. Woo! Father God, we delight in You, Father. We revel in Your goodness. Woo! Yes! Some of y'all are looking at me and it's like, "What is he doing? He's crazy." Yeah, I am crazy. Because you know what? We got to have the joy of the Lord. And sometimes you got to get ugly for Jesus. Amen? David danced before the Lord. He was full of joy. And he said, "I'll become even more undignified than this." And you know what he was doing? While he was saying that, he was stripping. He was taking his clothes off as he was dancing. And as he was dancing up such a workout, man, he's taking his clothes off, and his wife is like, "What are you doing?" He said, honey, I'm sorry, but you know what? The ark is coming home. The presence of God is back in our midst. I got something to praise God about right now. You know what? We got to get excited when we come into the house of God because the King of Kings is in here. And we got to stir ourselves up and we got to get a little ugly for Jesus, not be all so sanctified in church. Better not raise my hand too high. They might think I'm Pentecostal or something. You know? No. But man, we got to get in there. We got to start praising. And we got to start worshiping. We got to have that joy let loose. Come on! Because you know what? When we let loose and we break forth, we break through those walls, man, Satan hates it. That's a good enough reason right there. We got to stir ourselves up. Are you listening? When we have joy in our hearts, we are able to overcome things easier. When you have joy in your heart, there's healing in that. You ever felt down and someone come along and told you a good joke or something? You know, naturally speaking, and all of a sudden, you feel a little better. Well, think about how much more joy it is when the Lord comes along and he stirs up and you start realizing all the good things that he's done for you in your life. Amen? And you start praising him. And you start stirring it up on the inside. You get that Holy Ghost man dancing on the inside of you. Come on now. When you start stirring up the inside man. Woo! Wow. My goodness, who is this guy? The joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, it's good to know that all we have to do is give it a ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. You know, when you have a bad report at the doctor, okay. Well, what are you laughing at? That report? Well, you're going to die. Nah. I'm healed, man. I'm blessed, man. I belong to Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. Ha, 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 ha. You go to the bank and try and get a loan. Oh, sorry, you can't. We can't do that. We can't help you do that. What are you laughing at? My God supplies all my needs according to his riches. Come on. You see what happens when you start looking at these scriptures and start seeing? Man, the joy just starts bubbling up on the inside of you. It just starts, you know, stirring yourself up. And then all of a sudden, you know what? You're right, man. God supplies all my needs. Woo! God's going to do some awesome stuff in my life. Woo! Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. You see those situations, you got to look at them. You got to laugh at them. Brother Mark Hankins. How many of you have listened to Brother Mark Hankins? My goodness. Oh, you got the Holy Ghost goosebumps. Look at it. They're standing up already. Look. I'm telling you, I just think about, I was in one of his meetings one time. And it was a partner meeting. And after he got through his first message on offering, which was an hour long, praise God. I mean, the place was, we were, you know, I was like, well, that was good. He preached a good job. And they're like, nope. What? There's more. And then he started in. And he was talking about some of the things he was talking about. He was talking about the joy of the Lord and some of it. And he was talking about, I've heard him talk about this before, is that when you do that, you're stirring something up. When you're laughing. When you feel so down and depressed, but when you're laughing and you start changing stuff. Stuff starts changing in the atmosphere. You see, you might not feel like doing it right away. You might not feel like laughing right at that moment. When you get a bad report. But you see, if that's your first reaction, if that's your reaction to whatever just took place, you see, you're getting the spirit, man. He's quickened. He's realizing something. Woo! Wait a minute. Time to wake something up here. Okay, I just got a bad report. But no, that doesn't line up with God's word. Ha 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 ha. Now the devil's gonna be like, what's he doing? Doesn't he know that he's got a bad report? Ha 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 ha. I mean, why is he laughing? Like, what's he laughing about? Ha, ha, ha. Whoa, this guy's getting a little crazy up in here. Like, what's happening? Why is he still laughing? Ha, 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 ha. And next thing you know, you got hysterical laughter, and you got the joy of the Lord coming out of you, and you're laughing the devil all the way right back to hell where he came from. And that whole situation, that whole problem's got to go. Amen? You see, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Like I said, we can't do it on our own all the time. Sometimes we got to stir ourselves up, and we got to get stuff moving. We got to stir ourselves up. Now, like I said already in Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spout dries the bones. So when we want to do something different, we want to change something in our lives, well, what do we need to be doing? We need to be stirring ourselves up. Amen? We need to have a merry heart. We don't need to be fretting and worrying about what the world is saying, but we need to be seeing what the Word of God says. Are you listening to me? We need to stir ourselves up, man. We need to get ourselves so on fire for God that no matter what situation's facing us, no matter what trial or temptation's coming after us, the Lord is definitely going to take care of us because His Word says so. As Christians, we always have a reason to be joyful. We always have a reason. And if we need to show it, well, we need to show it. We always need to show it. If we have the joy of the Lord, we need to let others know that we have the joy of the Lord and let them see it. Like I said, King David, he didn't care who saw him. Literally, he was totally exposed. You know, he let everyone know that he was full of joy. We know that if we have that joy, because we feel it deep down and we don't want it to leave. You ever experienced that joy in your life? You ever experienced that? Two people experienced it. I think some of you need to start laughing right now. I think some of y'all need to start stirring yourselves up right now. Ha ha ha. You see, we need that to come alive. We don't need music to be enter in and get ourselves stirred up. You know, it helps. Don't get me wrong. I'm a musician. I love music. But you know what? We can be somewhere in our car. We can be somewhere in our house. You can be at work and you feel sad, but you can give yourself a little ha 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 to start stirring it up. You know? Sometimes you got to be a little careful because, you know, if you're in a customer service setting and you're there behind the till at Walmart or whatever, and all of a sudden you just start, ha, 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 you're probably going to get escorted out. Just saying. I remember this one time I left service. I probably told this story not that long. I don't know if I told it or not. I left service one night, and man, it was a good service. I draw good services, but there was one man that was just like, I was just so full. And I went to Safeway. And as I'm checking out at Safeway, you ever get like those blurps of the Holy Spirit just bloop, and he's like, whoa, you know what I'm talking about? You ever experience that? I'm standing in the line getting ready to swipe my credit card, okay? I'm serious. You can't make this stuff up. I'm getting ready to swipe my credit card at Safeway, okay? And I'm just so happy. I'm just gleaming like, oh, the joy of the Lord is alive in me. You know, I just delighting in the Lord. I'm so excited. We just had an awesome service. And I'm looking at the person, you know, and they're just looking at me, and you could tell that they're like, I hate my job right now type thing, right? And I'm just smiling, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit just bubbles right up beside me, and I little, woo, out. Made the person behind the cash. I startled him. He said, whoa, you okay? I said, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Sorry. I'm good. Yeah, I just come from church, and you know, I was just a little excited, that's all. And he looked at me and was like, what's your problem? You know, like, psycho. I was like, my friend, I said, you have a wonderful evening. And I walked out, and I looked over my shoulder, and he was just like staring at me like, what is wrong with that person, you know? And so, you see, sometimes you're going to have that happen to you. Sometimes you're not going to be able to contain that excitement, amen? And that's a good thing, because it's going to overflow, and it's going to bless other people. You know, there's another opportunity, another time that it took place that we were with a group of people. And you know what? You just started laughing. You just start stirring it up. I know with Pastor Dave around, man, you lift a nostril the wrong way. You know, you start snarking a little bit. You know, the Holy Spirit might be, you know. And next thing, you look at Pastor Dave and he gets that, you know, and it starts spreading, right? And then Pastor Ken, he stands pretty still, but all of a sudden when it hits him, man, it's like, whoa, you know? You see, and you be around people, and you got Nathan here, and he speaks in Morse code then when it hits him, you know? There's different ones in this church that when it starts boiling over on them, it's just amazing to see that joy and stuff changes. You know what? Jesus is the chain breaker. Come on now. Bondages are loose when that happens. You know what? The shackles, they fall off when we got that joy and we start walking in freedom. Amen? Everyone stand on your feet right now. Come on. I just feel we just need to do this. Instead of looking at me and listening about it, we need to experience the joy of the Lord. Come on. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Let's all say that together. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Say it again. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Say it again.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Say it like you mean it.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Woo! Come on. Now start stirring it up on the inside. Start thanking Him. Come on. If you got to laugh, you laugh at that situation. If you got a bad report or something not so right going on, you stressed out about something? Start laughing right now, even if you don't feel like it. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, laugh at it. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. Whoa, 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 whoa. Come on, stir it up. Stir it up. Stir it up. Come on. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Some of you are starting to get it. The more he was like, hum, 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 hum. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. We got to let it out, man. If we're at a Toronto Maple Leafs and Boston game, and it's coming down to the end of the series, and they're barely hanging on, and we know that our cheering will help them. Our screaming and our shouting is going to help out our favorite team. Come on. For some reason, it gets inside that puck. Come on. And that puck finds its way into the net, man. And we'd be screaming to the top of our lungs. We'd be so full of joy and happiness. Let me tell you something. Our joy, our laughter, our excitement. Come on now. When it gets going on the inside of us, and it starts spreading, I'm going to show you something. Disease disappears. Lack disappears. Depression disappears. Amen? Lack disappears. And you know what we get? We get increase. We get healing. We get deliverance. Oh, you know what? We get all these good and great things from God alive in our lives. Come on now. You see, when we start getting excited, you know what? Stress begins to leave. Come on now. You know, big old mountains that look crazy in our life, we realize we can kick them over. Come on now. Come on. Woo! You see, when we start saying, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Come on.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Woo! You know what? As believers, we are supposed to be full of joy. We're not supposed to be depressed. We are not supposed to be sad. We're not supposed to be downtrodden all the time. But we're supposed to walk in victory. Come on now. Ha, ha, ha. All right. Now, you got a situation in your life? Some of y'all are barely standing up right now. That's awesome. Man, the crowd just doubled in this place. Oh, look at that. Man, it's exciting to see when the glory of God comes on us, man. It's exciting to see the radiance of the goodness of God. You see, stuff is starting to happen right now. Healing just walked into this place. I can feel it happening. Amen? Deliverance just walked in. Whoa! Woo! Come on. All right, now, y'all ready? You ready? Worship team. I think I might need your help, worship team. Come on, worship team. Woo! Are you ready, guys? Church, congregation members, do you feel that? I think if I stop at Safeway tonight, I'm going to lay hands on somebody. And I'm going to cast a demon out of some of them prices. Come on now. Come on now. Anybody feeling it on the inside? Some of you need to have a serious good laugh with the Lord and spend some time with the Lord right now. Because some of you have been dealing with some crap in your life that needs to go. You've been holding on to. Why do you want to hold on to garbage? I got a dog, and I don't like cleaning up dog crap. And I definitely don't like holding on to it. And so you know what? When you hold on to that garbage in your life, that's the same thing as holding a great big bag of doggy doo-doo. It stinks, it's heavy, it's disgusting. Well, we don't need to hold on to that. We need to tie that bag over, and we need to give it a ha-ha and give it a fling over the neighbor's yard. Amen? We don't need that. I mean, I don't do that. Sorry. But Come on now. Stir yourselves up tonight. Stir yourselves up tonight. Stir yourselves up. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Come on. Here we go. Here we go. Ha ha ha. Come on. Stir yourselves up. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Come on. Come on. Come on. Stir yourself up. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Let's just thank Him. Let's just thank Him right now. Let's just thank Him right now. Come on, church. Yes. Woo. Father God. Woo. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. All right. We're getting there. We're getting there. But I don't have the release yet to stop because we haven't gone over yet. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. There are times when we are unsure on what we are to do. The situations look bleak. But we have a God that is bigger and stronger than any situation. And that we have Him on the inside. So because we have Him on the inside, we have something to have joy about. Come on. If we are born again and we can't find something to be joyful about, we need to change our perception on life. We need to change the way we look at things. We need to look at things through God's eyes. Come on now. The way that God intended it to be. Hallelujah. God intended us to be blessed. So, you might feel like a worthless piece of garbage right now. Well, that's not who you are. That's only a feeling. We don't go by feeling. We go by faith. So therefore, the Lord says, I'm blessed. So guess what? I'm blessed. The Lord said, I'm good. I'm good. Come on now. So we're going to praise Him for a few minutes. We're going to have a praise break up in here. Come on now. Come on. So here we go. Let's all get ready. Y'all ready? One. I'm telling you. Got your hands ready to raise them up. Get your vocal cords ready. Two. Come on. Let's start stirring ourselves up right now. One, two, three. Come on. Yes. Woo. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. We stir ourselves up. Hey. Hey. Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. We praise You, Jesus. We praise You, Jesus. We praise You, Jesus. Yes! Healing! 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 Yes! Set free! Deliver tonight! Come on! Come on! Come on! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Woo! Yes! Hallelujah! We worship You, Lord! Praise You, Jesus! Praise You, Jesus! Hallelujah. Woo! Oh! That's good. How you feeling now? Anyone feeling better now than when they first came in? Hallelujah. 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 Josh, come here for a second, brother. I see the desire of God, man, in your life. Woo! Stretch your hands towards heaven. Get both hands up there. There you go. Now just let God take over. Here you go. One, two, three. Woo! That's it. Come on. Yeah. You're a mighty man of God, buddy. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Bless you! Yes! Come on! You're not done yet! Come on, thank Him! Yes! Laugh about it, buddy! Hey! Hey! Woo! That's it! Now, what are you feeling right now? You feel tingly? You feel good? How good do you feel? All right, guess what? The Lord just told me to do something with you. All right. This man right now, this little boy, he's not a little boy, he's a young man. The power of God is all over him. Amen? Now, this is amazing because he's got a call of God on his life right now. Woo! God's got a big plan and a big purpose for him. Amen? Now, I'm going to show you something cool, what God can do in a teenager's life. Robbie, come on here for a second, brother Robbie. Come on. You see this man right here? You know what you're going to do? I want you to lay hands on him right now. And I want you to say, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Okay? All right? I want you to lay your hands on him. Whoa, that's it. When I say it. Okay? 1, 2, 3, go for it. That's it. Now, here. Come on, give it. Tell him. Say it again. That's it. Say it like you mean it. Come on, do it again. Come on. Yes. All right. Okay. Come here with me. Okay, you take that in. The Lord's not done with you. Okay, you come here with me. Florence, come here for a second. Sister Florence, come here for a second. Come here. Come on. Come on. Come here. Okay, come here. You're going to lay your hand on her shoulder, okay? And you're going to say, the joy of the Lord is your strength, okay? That's what's going to happen. And you're going to see what God's going to do. It's going to be phenomenal, okay? You're going to watch this. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's awesome. That is awesome. Okay, let's see here. Come here. Erica, come here. Come here, Erica. Now. Whoa. Now, you know what to do? You think you can handle it? You ready? Whoa. Not me, Herc. I got to finish this off here. Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. That's good. Come on. Hey, come on. Don't. Come on. Come on. We're not done yet. Kelsey Semeschuk. Come here. Whoa! Come here. Come on. I'm not randomly picking these people out. I'm actually being guided here. Okay, you know what to do. Okay? Everyone stretch your hands up here. Come on. Here we go. Put your hand. Now you tell her. Come on, she needs another dose. Come on, one more time. Yes! That's good. All right, over here. Brother Jerry. Okay? This is just going to be fun here. Okay? This one's just going to be fun. I can't even stand next to the kid. It's like lightning bolts coming out of him. Okay. Look. You lay your hand on his shoulder, and you do it. Okay, go for it. 1, 2, 3. Come on, give it again. One more time. Now, give it another one. Okay. How you feeling? How does that make you feel? Really good? Okay, Lord's not finished yet. I think we need Dad here for a second. Okay? I think you need Dad here for a second. Hey, Dad. Dad. Come here, Dad. Ready? Can you handle it? You got to. Dad, it's going to happen, man. Ready? You know what to do. 1, 2, 3. Come on, give him another one. Come on, give him another one. Get him. Oh! And you know what? Pastor Corey needs a dose, too. Go on. Lay hands on him. Come on. Come on. Oh. 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 Come on. One more. One more. Oh. Oh. That's good. Okay, come back over here. See Robbie? Lord's not done with Brother Robbie yet. Okay? The Lord is not done. Miss Jen, come here. Miss Jen, we might need another usher. Actually, I know we're going to need another usher. And we're probably going to need an usher for our ushers. This boy, man, is just electricity flowing. Okay? I'm just going to stand over here a little bit. That joy of the Lord is alive. One, two, put two hands on each of them and say, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do it again. 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 Back in Newfoundland, we say, give her the bickies. When things are going good, give her the bickies. Come on. Make a joyful noise, church. Come on, give us some more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Woo. Yes. All right. Whoa. Josh. The Lord wants you to know that this is only the beginning for you. Scripture says that we will do greater and mightier things than what Jesus did when he was on the planet. And so that even includes you. So look at you. You got the joy of the Lord. You laid hands on, I don't know, half a dozen people. Your lives are changed and transformed. You see, that's going to become a common occurrence for you. You're going to lay hands on people. The sick are going to be recovered. Come on now. The depressed are going to be set free. People with addictions are going to be set free because of you, young man. The Lord is just showing this to me right now. I'm prophesying over you that God's got a mighty plan for your life. Come on now. God's got a big plans and a big purpose for your life right now. Big brother, come here, big brother. Oh! Okay, big brother, it's time to have a little bit of joy of the Lord on the inside. I know you know how to do it. I've seen you worse than this. Get those hands towards heaven. Come on now. Oh! Stand here. All right, little brother. You know what to do, the big guy. Do it again. Do it again. Come on, church. Yes! Yes! Come on. One more time. Yeah, receive it, buddy. Receive it, buddy. Oh, oh, oh. See? Woo. All right. Well, what's the meaning of all this? None of you feel the same way right now than what you did when you first came in, so it's definitely working. You see what happens when you get the joy of the Lord alive and you get the excitement of what God can do? You know, when God uses a young man, you know, someone who was just sitting there listening to his youth pastor, you know, talk like a foolish guy. But you see, his heart was open and he was ready to receive. And this young man, he was ready and open and willing. And you see what God can do? And sometimes we don't even expect it. And this is what happens when God shows up in a place. And that we allow God to move in our hearts. And that we allow the joy of the Lord become alive. Amen? Isn't it exciting? Now, we're not done quite yet, because it's still radiating off of you, sir. If I could plug you in, we could light up all of Thunder Bay three times. Amen. Now, some of you in this place, oh, you need to start stirring yourselves up one more time. Hey, Dad, come here for a second, Dad. Go get him. Let's just praise. Let's just praise. Go lay hands on Grammy. Go lay hands on Grammy. Go pray for Grammy. Yes! 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 Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yes! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! Well, just so you know, none of this was planned. You know what? You know, it's awesome when you allow God. I think this was more for me than anyone else. Because a lot of times we feel stressed out about stuff that we have no reason to be stressed out about. A lot of times we find ourselves that we feel like we're worthless sometimes. We got no right to feel that way. Because we belong to Jesus. And we have the joy of the Lord. And it's so encouraging to see young people who have a passion for God. Amen? I love seeing the teenagers and the kids get involved in church like this. I love seeing what happens when God starts moving in the lives of our young people. Because things change, amen? Amen? They can teach us a thing or two. Amen? 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 Amen. Woo! Josh, how you feeling, buddy? Yeah, I thought so. I thought so. I thought so. Hallelujah. 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 Let's all stand to our feet one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Father God, we just worship you here tonight. And we thank you, Father. Lord, we give it a ha, ha, ha. Those situations that we face, we give it a ha, ha, ha. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Ha, ha, ha. Father God, I thank you for moving. I thank you for showing up and demonstrating your power again, Lord. Father God, I thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. I thank you for making it that way for us. Oh, Lord, that we can just trust and depend on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you excited tonight? Did you get something tonight? Well, don't keep it to yourself. Go to Safeway. Go to Walmart. Amen. Go to Scaff's down the street here. Let them know that the joy of the Lord is alive in you. Can we shout out to God one more time? Hallelujah! Yes! Ha, ha, ha! Ha! Pastor, I don't know how to end this. Pastor, you got anything? Pastor Corey, you got anything? Miss Grace, anybody? Nathan? Hey, hold on, let's see. Nathan. You got something, Nate?
Can you say that again, Nathan? Nathan. Pastor Dave, come here. You can try and close this down for us, Pastor Dave. Come here. Wait. Come on, Pastor Dave. Oh, Nathan got something to share. Ha, ha, ha. Pastor Ken. Come here, Pastor Ken. Come here, Pastor Ken. Hey, Nathan. Come here, Pastor Ken. Pastor Dave? Well, we can't close the service. Miss Cindy, come here. Come here. Where'd she go? Miss Anita, can you come here for a second? I need to ask you something. Kathy. Hey, Ernie, get off the camera and come here. Come here, Ernie. You got your socks on? Come here. I'm gonna find... Hey, Miss Grace, can you come and close this out for us, please? Is that a yes? Luke Semeschuk. Come on, brother. Can you help us out? Come here, see if you can close this service out. Come here. Come here. Come here. Yes? Try that again. Okay, stay there. Pastor Dave. Uncle Ed, for heaven's sakes. Uncle Ed. Oh, okay. I don't even... Sinden.
I can't. Praise the Lord.
All right. I don't know. I don't know. All right. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Jerry,
Come on, Jerry.
Come on.
What, do I smell?
Careful, careful. Oh, oh boy. No? Oh boy. Well, I think it was, I think we experienced some joy.
And who's your dad? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. Yeah. So what do you got to say about that? Woo! And how does that make you feel? So if you were explaining it to somebody else, what would you say? Y'all got that? Got that? All right. Well, I don't even know what to do. Yeah. How y'all feeling? So what's our strength now? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen? Amen? Woo! Well, seeing no one else wants to close the service, I'm going to have to do it. Thanks, guys, for all your help. But you know what? This was a fantastic evening. You know what? And it doesn't have to be once in a while thing. See, this is all the time in a Christian's heart. All the time in a Christian's life. Isn't that right, Luke? You heard it right from him. We still got our worship team on their knees. Pastor Dave, what are you laughing at? This is no laughing matter. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise you, Jesus. The Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. Amen. Well, hopefully you got something out of this tonight. I know I did. Anybody glad you came to church? Amen. Now, if you're in this place and you don't know Jesus, or you've drawn away from Him and you want this back in your life, before we close the service, never like to close the service without doing this. But if you need Jesus in your life, every head bowed, every eye closed if you can. Most of you are drunk anyway, so you don't know what's going on. But if you're in this place and you need to get back on track with the Father tonight, if that's you, come on and make that big decision tonight to come towards Christ. If that's you, you want to get back on track with God. Make your way right now. You can come up to this altar or slip your hand up real quick if that's you, if you want to make a decision for Jesus. Don't want to embarrass anybody, but if that's you. But if we're all in here and we're good and we love Jesus, looks like it. Well, let's just give one more shout of praise unto our God. Yes! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, guys, it's been a great night. Amen. So go and bless somebody. Go and be joyful. Go lay hands on someone at Walmart or Safeway or something. Amen. Be blessed.
Miss Grace isn't done yet.